Ryan and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So went to my mom's yesterday. It was Poopaw's birthday is this week, but we usually celebrate those on the weekends when most people in the family can be around.
Yeah.
And pretty much everybody made it. My nephew Sean had to work, so he wasn't there. But it's kind of become like almost a joke that my mom keeps cheese of a certain kind at her house just because I like it.
The individual packaged round little pieces of cheese.
The Baby Bells.
Yes. The wheel of cheese.
And
the
they
mini
have,
one.
You know, they make them in Litchfield. And uh-huh. They're literally one of my favorite things in the entire world.
They are good.
And I love to eat two of them. You know, you have to have two. You can't just have one.
Okay.
You know? And I don't even do anything with them. I don't put them on a cracker. And it's,
you just eat the cheese by itself.
Eat the cheese.
Something about that cheese. Mm,
well, I walked in the door, said hello, said hi to my folks, hi to their dog, went straight to the kitchen, whipped the refrigerator open, brand new bag, unopened. Because they come in a little fishnet bag. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh. Well, then my brother-in-law, Tim, walks in and goes, where'd you get that cheese? And I said, it's in the kitchen.
It's my cheese.
And they went and got some. And then my niece came in. Abby's like, where'd you get that cheese? So then we're all just walking around eating this cheese. And I'm like, maybe everybody likes the cheese. Maybe mom doesn't keep it for just me. Maybe I've just decided.
No, because I've had this conversation with your mom.
Oh, have you?
Yes. I have texted your mom and asked her, because we talked about this a few weeks ago about the cheese. And so I mentioned it to her. We were talking about something else. And so I asked about this. And she said that your stepdad will, when they are at the grocery store, he will even say, hey, do we have any of that cheese for Brian? We need to make sure we have that cheese for Brian. And so they will always get you cheese, even though you're not over there every day.
No.
They always want to make sure that there is that cheese in the refrigerator for you.
Here's the funny thing.
They didn't say it was anybody else's cheese. They called it Brian's cheese.
I've never, ever in my 50 years on this planet ever bought any of that for myself or had it in my home.
It's just a special treat.
Here's the thing. We're not rich, but I could probably afford to buy these Baby Bells.
Yeah.
I'm sure that my wife wouldn't even care. I'm sure she would be all for it.
Yeah.
I've just never.
It's a healthy snack, too.
But why don't I keep them at home?
Well, some things are better when they're at somebody else's house. Like, we went to my parents' house. The girls and I were out running around doing errands on Saturday. And so it was lunchtime. It was actually after lunchtime. And we said, well, we're hungry, but I didn't want to go stop somewhere and get something. I said, let's just go to Mama and Poppy's house and we can make a sandwich there. There's something about making a sandwich at my parents' house that is better than making it at our house. And the girls agree. I don't know what it is. So I think it's the same kind of thing.
Maybe
the cheese,
so.
The same. I mean, we buy the same kind of sandwich stuff. We have that at our house.
You literally could make the same sandwich.
I literally could. But it's just better at mom and dad's house.
Well.
And chips and dip to go with it. I don't always have chips and dip, but they do.
Well,
all
I always
the time.
Have chips, but I rarely have dip.
Chips and dip, it's a staple at my parents' house.
I think now I'm going to add these to the grocery list.
Well, you probably won't like them as much
but
then.
But here's the funny part. I don't even know what they cost. I don't know if it's $3 or $20. I have no idea what a little net bag of those Baby Bells cost.
It's been a long time since I bought them. I used to buy them for the girls.
Well, if you're going to say, name 10 things that you'd like to just have a snack on right now, that's going to be in that list of top 10, like, forever. But I never buy them.
But I just wonder if it's going to change for you if you start buying them. Are you going to like them less?
Probably get burned out on them.
Yeah. And then it's not going to be a special treat when you go to your parents.
I put way too much thought into my snacking.
Just get Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.